I'm Chris Conley on Fox Sports Radio, and I welcome you back to Pickett Field, where the third quarter is about to get underway in a 7-7 tie between D.C. Everest and Appleton East. You've already heard that East had the momentum for almost all of the second quarter, and maybe towards the end of the first as well. Two things that have to loom large in the Evergreens' mind is two empty trips to the red zone. They got the ball down inside the 20-yard line, only to have Wyatt Brown fumble the ball. And then on their very next possession, they got down to the 5-yard line. Nick Sarakowski threw an interception. He was looking for Wyatt Brown at a post pattern over the middle, only to be picked off by one of the Appleton East linebackers. And both of those empty trips loom very big for the Evergreens. You know, to illustrate how important this game is, really both of these teams can argue that their season hangs in the balance. Appleton East is 3-3. But they have one more win than the Evergreens do in their division. And you have to be above 500 in your division to make the playoffs. So Appleton East needs one more victory out of their last three games, this game included, to become playoff eligible. Their remaining opponents are D.C. Everest tonight, then Appleton North on the road, and Wausau West on the road. And this Appleton team is probably not going to be favored in those two road games. So they would like to take care of their playoff business tonight by pulling out a victory in the second half of this game. The Evergreens are one game below 500 in division play, so they have to win two of their last three. The Evergreens' remaining opponents, well, what's left of this ball game, a home game next week against Kaukauna. They're a winless team. And then a road game back here in the Fox Valley against Kimberly. Kimberly's one of the best teams in the state. So for the Evergreens, if you need to win two of those three, the most likely combinations are tonight and then next week's game. So if tonight's game doesn't go the Evergreens' way, it's rough sledding to try and get into the playoffs. And if Appleton East doesn't pull out tonight's game, well, they're going to have to spring an upset to get themselves into the postseason. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships, one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Visit their newest location in Cronenwetter. Let's quickly recap our first half scoring. The Evergreens' offense has not put together a scoring drive. The only touchdown the Evergreens scored was because of an Appleton East fumble. Appleton East fumbled at the 17-yard line. The ball was knocked around loose, rolled all the way back to the end zone where the Evergreens recovered it for their only touchdown so far. That was Appleton's second possession of the game. On the very first play from scrimmage, their starting quarterback threw an interception. Jake Gusticia was picked off, but the Evergreens went three and out and were unable to be opportunistic then. In fact, that is one of the themes of this ball game. The Evergreens have not taken advantage of the opportunities that were presented to them, or the opportunities that they created didn't lead to points. Appleton East turned the ball over also in the red zone early in the second quarter, but the Evergreens took the ball back at the 5-yard line and were unable to get the ball out of there. So Appleton East got a short field after a punt from Zach Hoffman. They started at the 36-yard line in the Evergreens' half of the field. They mounted a 7-yard touchdown, a 7-play touchdown drive, capped off by a 6-yard touchdown run by Alec Riddell. It came with only 26 seconds left in the first half, and that proves to be the equalizer at this point. We are tied 7-7 at intermission. Now, the Evergreens are going to get the ball to start the third quarter. They will be moving, and they'll have the wind against them for the second quarter. And then the Evergreens will have the wind at their back for the fourth quarter. And the wind is strong enough that it is a factor here. I can see the flagpole out at Pickett Field, and the flag is blowing almost all the way out. So we've had winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. The weather has not been as much of a factor as we might have thought. It has not been raining during this game. It rained this afternoon and during a part of pregame warm-ups. But we've just been playing under overcast conditions. The field, though, is wet, and the ball has been slippery. Back with the second half kickoff after a 30-second timeout. Appleton East 7, D.C. Everest 7. This is Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Back in Appleton, where the teams are on the field, the ball will soon be on the tee, and we are just moments away from getting the third quarter underway. And again, both of these teams, not to make it any more plain, the team that wins this game will likely move on to the playoffs. The team that loses this game is going to find themselves in pretty deep water. D.C. Everest Football is sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center Walk-In Care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wyatt Brown and Kyle Zableski back to return this kick. Ball is on the tee for Gabe Heindel. It's a low squib kick. It's fielded by one of the up men at the 30-yard line out to the 35. Evergreens again. In all these situations, you want good ball control. You want to make sure that you're not going to turn the ball over. And the Evergreens will start at the 35-yard line. I believe that was Fenmeng Lo, who was part of the hands team. Good job to hang on to it. First and 10 at the 35-yard line. That's where the Evergreens will start in this tie game. See if the Evergreens can reestablish momentum. I think what they do on this first possession is very important. And the Evergreens come out on a four-receiver set. Two wideouts to either side. Nick Sierakowski is from the shotgun here. Gets the snap. Handoff up the middle. Wyatt Brown. And Brown is stacked up, and he gets 1 yard. You can see what the Evergreens were trying to do there. They were trying to spread out the field. And you know what? Wyatt Brown is not getting up after this play. Injury timeout. The leading rusher in the conference is on his back, unable to get back up to his feet after that handoff on the first play of the second half. It's a game-changing situation right here. Coaching staff huddling around. Wyatt Brown was the ball carrier. Injury timeout. Let's take a one-minute break. 11:41 to play, third quarter. D.C. Everest 7, Appleton East 7 on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back. Wyatt Brown was able to get up and get off the field under his own power. And you would imagine, just because of the importance of this game, that if it is possible, he'll return to the lineup. See what they're doing with him over on the Evergreen sidelines. It is second and nine. Nick Sierakowski, the quarterback, again is working from the shotgun. Receivers out to either side. It's a low snap. Sierakowski handles it. He's going to keep it himself. Turns it upfield and moves the pile forward for very close to first down yardage. Nick Sierakowski danced his way for a 9-yard gain and a first down for the Evergreens. It's what D.C. Everest needed. In fact, Sierakowski may be called on to do more with his feet if Wyatt Brown is over there on the sidelines. Heck, Wyatt Brown is not in on this set. I see Andrew Miller out there. Nathan Reedy looks like he's going to be in the backfield as well. Yeah, it's Reedy spelling Wyatt Brown. And Sierakowski's working from the shotgun. First down, 46-yard line. Reedy, nope, it's Sierakowski keeping it himself. Only a couple of yards, 1 or 2 yards. Parker Groves has been active on defense for the Patriots, made the stop. It's a gain of 2, second and 8. The Evergreens, from time to time, when their offense has been out of sync, have had trouble with making first down a productive down. And here they are with a second and kind of long with 10:40 to play. Mason Hagenbusher is in. Wyatt Brown is not in. Still on the sidelines here in Sierakowski's shotgun formation. Four receivers spread out to either side. Hagenbusher, the fullback, up the middle, met at the line of scrimmage and lunges forward for 2 or 3 yards. It'll be third and manageable. It'll be third and 5 coming up. Actually, they faked to Hagenbusher. It was Sierakowski who tried to find a little room between the tackle and guard. The ball goes just over the 50-yard line to the 49. It is third and 3.5. Evergreens are going to be deliberate here and huddle up. D.C. Everest Football brought to you by Covantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from Covantage Credit Union. Evergreens need to keep this drive going. Sierakowski's shotgun. Again, four receivers, two spread out to either side. Low snap, loose in the backfield. Sierakowski picks it up. He's got control, dancing forward, lunges towards the first down marker. I think he got it. And the ball came loose again. And who's got it? They're going to say Sierakowski was down? Yes, they're going to say he's down, and they're going to say he's got first down yardage. A lot happened on that play. Sierakowski had trouble with the snap, was able to get it about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and was able to dance forward for what I believe is first down yardage. And you know what? They're going to spot Nick Sierakowski just short. It's going to be fourth. Fourth and half a yard at the 45-yard line. And the Evergreens are going to send out the punt unit. And the ball came loose again at the end of that play, and they ruled that Sierakowski was down by contact. Evergreen's thinking a fake. Nope, they're going to actually punt it away. Zach Hoffman, the Evergreen's pass on fourth and half a yard. The ball bounces inside the 10, inside the 5. Well, this worked. They're going to pin Appleton East all the way back there. The ball is down to the 6-yard line. It's a 39-yard punt from Zach Hoffman. He did his job there. The Evergreens did not roll the dice in this tie game. Instead, they'll let their defense play, and they'll give the defense a long field to defend. 8:46 to play third quarter, tied 7-7, as Appleton East is about to go on offense for the first time in the second half. We're sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Glenray Radiators. So here comes Jake Gustisha, the quarterback, looks for pitching back. He's brought down right at the goal line. Is he in the end zone? No, they're going to say he's down at the 1 or 2 yard line. Gustisha decided not to pitch. He's wrapped up for a loss. And Rex Terrace, with a good defensive play, they're going to spot the ball out at the 2 yard line. A loss of 3 yards. So Appleton East living dangerously, trying to keep them pinned back here. This is going to be second and 13. I think they're going to try and want to run this ball out of here and give themselves a little more room. Gustisha, the quarterback, keeps it himself and lunges forward. He didn't get much. He got a yard or two. All right, so Evers coach Luke Coonan giving his defense a chance to play. And we're going to see if this is rewarded or not. It's a gain of 1 yard, and third and 12 is coming up. The defense has to get off the field here. The ball sits at the 4-yard line. Evergreens need to get off the field, get the ball back with good field position. And the defense sometimes this season has been vulnerable to big third down plays. Let's see what happens here. Quarterback, will he try and pass? Nope, he's going to hand it off. Met at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. There's no gain there. The Evergreens defense did exactly what they were asked to do. Good job, D. Andy Cratwell makes the stop. Loss of a yard. The ball is back at the 3-yard line, and Appleton East will punt from the shadow of their own end zone. Kyle Hoover to kick it away. Kyle Zableski is waiting for the kick here in the Appleton East half of the field. Evergreens are going to try to get a big rush here. The snap is high. He's able to get it down. Almost blocked. Got the kick off. Bounces at the 35-yard line and dies right there. All right, Evergreens will have a short field. They were able to flip the field on the Patriots. Tied 7-7, 6:55 to play, third quarter. All right, the Evergreens passed up the fourth and half a yard. Defense got a three and out, and now the Evergreens have a positive change of possession here. First and 10 at the 36-yard line in East territory. And Nick Sierakowski, who is going to work from the shotgun. They spread it out again. Three receivers out to either side. We have not seen Wyatt Brown since that injury. Low snap. Sierakowski picks it up, goes to the sideline, juggled, caught, and yes, that was secured inbounds. And it's Mitchell Bowles, and that's Kyle Zableski along the near sideline. Zableski's got 9 yards. Because he juggled that ball along that near sideline, he was unable to get his body straightened and turned upfield. Would have had first down yardage if he was able to make a clean catch. Pass goes forward. Actually, it's about 8 yards there. Make it second and 2. The ball is down to the 27-yard line. Sierakowski from the shotgun again. And again, four receivers spread out. Sierakowski, keeper, goes right up the middle. I'm not sure if he got it. He's close to the first down. He needs the 25-yard line. And the indication is, yes, the nose of the football is just going to be over the 25-yard line. First down, D.C. Everest. Everest football brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Haven't seen Wyatt Brown since he got the wind knocked out of him. And Nick Sierakowski has been mostly empty backfield since then. Mason Hagenbusher is back there along with Sierakowski, and again, it's a four-receiver set. Spread out to either side. Shotgun, designed rollout. Sierakowski looks to throw, throws into coverage. It's caught by Mitchell Bowles along the sideline. Is he in the end zone? He's inbounds, and he made the catch, and they're going to mark him inside the 5-yard line. Mitchell Bowles with a big catch. 23-yard pass, and the Evergreens will have a first and goal at the 2-yard line. And Mitchell Bowles outleaped two defenders. Sierakowski made what you might say was an ill-advised throw. Threw into double coverage. Mitchell Bowles went up and got that one. First and goal, Evergreens. Power formation here as Sarakowski will work under center. This is Mason Hagenbusher to the goal line. Is he in? No indication yet. They're going to spot him short. They're going to spot the ball in between the 1 and the 2 yard line. Tough sledding down there, maybe just half a yard. You will absolutely want both hands on the football here. Second down and goal. Mark it for no gain. Again, power formation. And again, Mason Hagenbusher stacked up at the line of scrimmage. He didn't get in again. I think that was Hagenbusher. And it's a gain of 1 yard. The ball is just outside the 1 yard line. And here comes a third down try for the Evergreens. In this tie game, midway through the third quarter. Yeah, it's a gain of only half a yard. Ball is still just outside the 1 yard line. And again, it's a three running back set with Nick Sarakowski under center. They try the quick hitter. No, they're going to let him throw to the end zone. It is caught, and it's a touchdown. Nick Sarakowski kept it, faked into the line, and threw the touchdown pass. Brett Nowitzki came out of the backfield and made the catch. Nowitzki's usually in there for blocking or short yardage situations. And Brett Nowitzki has a 2 yard touchdown reception to give the Evergreens the lead back. Evergreens line up as if they might go for two. They will likely shift into point after touchdown formation. And you know what? Wyatt Brown is back on the field. Wyatt Brown is going to be the holder here. And they do shift into point after touchdown kick formation here. Snap is high. Wyatt Brown did a good job getting it down. Curtin's box kick is up and good. D.C. Everest reestablishes a 1 touchdown lead. 4:50 to play in the third quarter. Evergreens 14, Appleton East 7. Back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley, and we're back at Pickett Field, where the Evergreens, after being stopped on first and goal and second and goal, just gotten a 2 yard touchdown pass from Nick Sarakowski to Brett Nowitzki and have retaken the lead 14-7. And the Evergreens defense got off to a much better start here in this start of the second half. They're able to keep Appleton East pinned back down there. The defense is going about to be called on again as Kyle Kurtenbach gets ready to kick off. Dominic Castillo awaits this kick. It's a low squib kick. Bounces all the way back to the 15-yard line, waiting to set up the wedge here. Running back breaks through. He's got room across the 40, 50, all the way into Evergreen's territory, and down across the 40 to the 35-yard line. What a big return from Gabe Heindel. Heindel waited for his blocking to materialize in front of him, and then he busted it through. That's a really big kickoff return. He took the ball at the 15-yard line. Ran it back. It's a 45-yard return after the Evergreens touchdown. So Appleton East immediately has the answer, and they give themselves a short field to work with. Evergreens were able to flip possession the last time they scored the touchdown. Now Appleton East looks to return the favor. Here's a handoff. Trying the corner cut out from underneath is Gabe Heindel. Only got a yard there. Mitchell Bowles came up to make a stop there. And also coming up there was Austin Wodzinski. It's a gain of only a yard. 4:22 to play third quarter. Actually, it's a gain of less than a yard there. Still looks like second and 10 from here. I formation for Appleton East quarterback Jake Gusticia. Gusticia fakes the handoff. He's going to pass. Got some pressure. Had to run and run, and it's incomplete or intercepted. Now they're going to say that's an incomplete pass. The Evergreens were blitzing there, and Gusticia had to get had to get that ball out of there faster than he wanted to on a designed rollout. and the player who had a better chance of catching it was one of the Everest defenders. But instead, they said it was a trap and it's incomplete. Third and 10 coming up here. Evergreens Football brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue. Stop in Baseman's for your favorite pair of Red Wing shoes during their fall boot sale. Baseman's is your headquarters for warm and dry. Baseman Shoe of Wausau. Third down, they'll hand it off. And it's not much. Cole Krause handling the ball, and Krause gets 3 yards. It's going to be fourth down. Fourth and 7 coming up with Rex Terrace on the stop. Now the ball is at the 33-yard line. Appleton East may be deciding that this is four down territory. In fact, they are going for it. Fourth and 7. With Everest leading 14-7. See if the defense can get the ball back here. They need to move the ball down to the 21-yard line to get this first down. Quarterback fakes the handoff. Nope, trying the far sideline. He didn't make it! Gabe Heindel was strung out, and the Evergreens defense rises to the misdirection play there and gets off the field. Heindel only got a yard or two, and the ball goes back to DC Everest. The defense has been tested twice since halftime, and they've answered the bell both times. Evergreens get the ball back on a big stop. They'll start first and 10 at the 34-yard line. See if the Evergreens can put together a long drive. Boy, would that be a game changer in this afternoon affair, or this evening affair here. Here comes Nick Sierakowski. We do not see Wyatt Brown out there. Empty backfield. Sierakowski fakes to a man cutting across the formation. In fact, he got the ball, and boy, that play didn't go anywhere. Mitchell Bowles was cutting across the formation. He was in motion at the snap, and yeah, that play's stopped for a loss of a yard. Second and 11. Evergreens Football, sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, proudly supporting DC Everest Sports. Sierakowski's shotgun here. They fake to the man across. Sierakowski keeps it. Almost had the ball stripped. He lunges forward for a gain of 3 or 4 yards. It's going to make third down manageable with the ball moving out to the 37-yard line. It's going to be third and 6 here. So after that defensive stop on fourth down, you don't want to go three and out and give the ball right back, and the Evergreens are in danger of doing that. 2:20 to play, third quarter. The Evergreens need to get the ball out to the 49-yard line. What do we have for this formation? Three receivers on the near side, and Nick Sierakowski is from the shotgun here. Almost got a man to jump, no penalty. Sierakowski keeps it, turns the corner. He is lunging towards the first down marker. He's very close. It'll depend on the spot. I think he has first down yardage. Yes, from where they're marking the ball, the nose of the football is just enough. First down, DC Everest. Nick Sierakowski got the 7 yards that he needed on a design keeper. Tonight's ball game sponsored by Ace Hardware Weston, more than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Evergreens 14, Appleton East 7, and DC Everest has the ball. I formation, Nick Sierakowski, quick pass. It's caught right at the line of scrimmage. That's Mitchell Bowles. Bowles turning it upfield. He's got room along the sideline. He's still going, and he's going to take it all the way for a touchdown unless they ruled him out of bounds. They're going to rule him out of bounds. Mitchell Bowles, they're going to say, stepped out of bounds at the 34-yard line. Yeah, he had a lot of room along that sideline. Mitchell Bowles is forward for 17 yards, and he came, within half a step with his foot on the out-of-bounds marker from going all the way. Looked like Mitchell Bowles busted that across. The ball instead is at the 34. Another first down for DC Everest. Again, Mitchell Bowles caught that ball at the line of scrimmage. The gain was his run after the catch. Sierakowski again, shotgun formation, designed rollout. He's looking to throw here. Maybe he should keep it himself. Nope, toss over the middle. Threw back against the grain, and it's complete to Kyle Zableski. Zableski goes along the far sidelines. Looked like a horse collar tackle that didn't bring a flag, but he is down inside the 20, down to the 17-yard line. It's a dangerous pass. Nick Sierakowski found Zableski open in the middle of the field, but he was rolling back the other way and threw across his body. All right, no harm there. Although, you know, if you do that in practice, the coach is going to call you over and explain why you don't do that. Those plays have a way of not working, of turning into interceptions. Instead, the ball's down at the 16-yard line, and it's a first down. A little bit of a confused look here for the DC Everest Evergreens offense. They didn't have the right personnel here. And Nick Sierakowski, senior quarterback, is going to call timeout. We have 56 seconds left in the third quarter. Let's take a 30-second break. The Evergreens are in the red zone, leading 14-7. This is Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest football, sponsored by Ace Hardware Weston, more than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. And Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. After the timeout, the Evergreens break the huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage. Be careful with the football here. Sierakowski shotgun, three receivers on the near side. The snap is down at his feet. Sierakowski picks it up, dancing up the middle and into the end zone. Touchdown. Nick Sierakowski made something out of a broken play, 16 yards. The snap was down low at his feet. He was able to pick it up and found room going right up the middle. And the Evergreens are up by two touchdowns. The Evergreens have done a good job making defensive and offensive adjustments at halftime. The team has played better since intermission than they were towards the end of the first half. After the 16-yard touchdown run, there is an Appleton East defensive player who is down on the field. We're going to have a stoppage here while he is tended to. That was the Evergreens' longest drive of the game. It started back at the 34-yard line in their own territory. So they went 66 yards for this touchdown. Who's the injured player there for Appleton East? That is Ryan Miller, who's being helped off the field. Miller was one of the linebackers. He may have lost his footing as Nick Sierakowski was sprinting by him. The touchdown gives the Evergreens a 20-7 lead. Out to try either an extra point or a two-point try here. And the Evergreens, again, they start like they are going to fake a direct snap and then shift into kick formation. Kyle Kurtenbach is out to try this, and Mason Hagenbusher is the holder. They might try a direct snap to Hagenbusher. Nope, they shift into kick formation. Awaiting the snap for this point after touchdown try, high snap. Mason Hagenbusher gets it down, and Kurtenbach's kick is good. 49 seconds left in the third quarter. DC Everest 21, Appleton East 7. Back after 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Appleton. Kind of a cold and raw night. The Evergreens, when we change sides in the fourth quarter, will be moving into the wind. DC Everest football brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. And Valley Communities Credit Union. Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a branch near you, go to valleycommunities.org. The pressure really shifts back to Appleton East to do something when they have the ball here. Now the Evergreens, remember that fourth quarter comeback that burned them on this field a year ago. They'll want to lock down for the rest of this game. Low line drive kick. It is taken at the line of scrimmage again. Appleton waits for the blocking to come forward. This one better defended here. Gabe Heindel gets the ball out to the 25-yard line. There was a penalty marker down around the area where the tackle was made. So let's see what the indication is here. This may have been something that happened in the pile. Not sure who this is against. Referees are huddling to discuss this. The flag came in as Heindel was going down, and it's going to be against Appleton East. The Patriots are backing up, and it is an illegal block. It's a block below the waist on that kickoff, and that is a 15-yard penalty. So Appleton East gives up what had been so-so field position. They'll now start all the way back at their 12-yard line. Big possession for the Patriots. See if they have an answer. Now trailing 21-7. Evergreens have scored two unanswered touchdowns here in this third quarter. And both of these teams need this game. Appleton East knows if they don't beat the Evergreens, they'll have to go on the road and beat either Appleton North or Wausau West to make the playoffs. Little movement on the line, no flag. Quarterback pitches out to the near side and roped down for a loss on the play. The ball came loose, out of bounds. Out of bounds, Appleton East will keep possession. Wow, who came up and made that play? Kyle Kurtenbach. Good defensive play. Roped down Alex Rydell for a loss of 1 yard. Ball was at the 12. It's now spotted back at the 11. Clock is moving with 15 seconds left to play in the quarter. Now, the clock should have stopped. That ball came loose, and the ruling was that he went out of bounds. Instead, clock is still moving. This will be the final play of the quarter. Play action? Nope. Misdirection. Handoff. There's room along the far sideline. Turning the ball upfield is Gabe Heindel. Heindel's got first down yardage. Out across the 25. Gets out to the 30-yard line. That's a first down for the Patriots on the final play of the third quarter. So they're not pinned back in their own end anymore as the third quarter comes to an end. First and 10 awaits Appleton East from their own 30-yard line as we change sides for the fourth quarter coming up. Let's take a one-minute break. This is D.C. Everest High School football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. First and 10 as we start the fourth quarter. Welcome back to Pickett Field. Here's a handoff going to Gabe Heindel. Does not get the corner. He's able to turn it up for maybe just a yard or two. It's going to be second and long. Evergreen's up by a touchdown. Up by two touchdowns. 21-7. And Heindel gets 2 yards. So here comes second down. Evergreen's defense playing better since halftime. They looked a little weary towards the end of the first half and have done a pretty good job riding the ship. Quarterback Gustisha looks to throw here. Pass over the middle. Caught. Dropped. Incomplete. Went off the hands of Sam Herman. And Herman, who's got a height advantage there, yeah, had that ball on his hands and was unable to secure it. A little bit of frustration there. This is a big third down because Appleton East cannot afford to give the ball back to the Evergreens. If the Evergreens score again, the game would likely be out of reach. Third and 8, they need the 44-yard line. Quarterback rolls out, pitch, and a missed tackle. Still on his feet. This is going to be close to a first down. Gabe Heindel, and I think because of that missed tackle, they're going to spot him right at the first down marker, and it's a first down. He needed 8, and he got 8. It's a huge first down. And he was very close to being stopped right at the line of scrimmage. That broken tackle made the difference on that play. 11:05 to play in the ball game. First and 10, 38-yard line. Quarterback looks to pass, keeps it, and lunges forward. He wanted to pass back or pitch back. Instead decided to keep it and got no gain. Maybe a yard. Actually, he did manage to make an exchange. I thought for a moment Jake Gustisha kept it. Instead, he did make an exchange to his fullback, Cole Krause. And Krause gets 1 yard, second and 9. Evergreens have done a good job limiting Appleton East production on first down. Here's second and 9. Krause again, handoff up the middle, busts into the secondary, lost the football. I think the Evergreens have it. It's a turnover, and the Evergreens have it. D.C. Everest has just recovered an Appleton East fumble while holding a two-point lead. The officials have just signaled that. You can just feel the air come out of Pickett Stadium. Cole Krause has fumbled twice, and the Evergreens have recovered both times. Brett Nowinski, who's having quite a game, was on the bottom of the pile for D.C. Everest. Evergreens get the ball after an Appleton East turnover. They'll start the ball at the 47-yard line in East territory. 10:19 to play in the ball game. The Evergreens score here. It's probably a knockout blow. See if the Evergreens have the haymaker or not. Nick Sierakowski is under center, just one man in the backfield. The Evergreens going to keep it on the ground here. And they're going to the outside and carrying the ball there. Who's got that? Turning the ball upfield. There's a big gain there, going across the 40, 35, out of bounds to the 30-yard line. He's unrostered, number 35 for DC Everest. Lucas Mathson. Lucas Mathson spent some time with the JV. Welcome to the varsity. You've got a 17-yard gain, Lucas, and a first down. So the Evergreens move the ball inside the 30-yard line. Nick Sierakowski from the shotgun. Wyatt Brown has not been in the backfield since being injured. Sierakowski looking to roll out. Now he throws, diving, and off the fingers and incomplete. He was looking down along the far sideline and was again looking for Lucas Mathson. Mathson couldn't quite catch up with that. It wasn't a particularly good throw. Sierakowski kind of led his receiver a little too far there at 2nd and 10. The incomplete pass stops the clock with 10:04 to play in the ballgame. So the Evergreens come back up to the line of scrimmage. If you're DC Everest, you also want to run some clock here. Sierakowski's in the shotgun. Gets the snap. Handoff. I think this is Mason Hagenbusher. Doesn't get much there. Nope, Sierakowski kept it himself. And Sierakowski is forward for only a yard or two. Third down coming up. Evergreens football is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Ball's at the 28-yard line. The Evergreens have to get down to the 20 to keep this drive going. And they're facing third down. All of this coming after an Appleton East fumble back at the 47-yard line. So if the Evergreens really want to be opportunistic, they've got to pick up this third down, keep this drive going. Sierakowski fakes the pass. He's throwing to the end zone. He's got a man open. He overthrew his receiver. That pass just sailed over the head of Kyle Zableski. The Evergreens were indeed going for the knockout blow. Zableski was streaking along the sidelines and was going towards the end zone. He had a step. The ball went over his head. So the Evergreens have a decision to make at the 28-yard line. They're going to go for it. They're seeing this as a four-down situation. You don't want to punt here. The ball's at the 28-yard line. This would be a very long field goal in slippery conditions. So, yeah, going forward is the right play here. 9:16 to play. Clock stopped after the incomplete pass. Fourth down. They need the 20-yard line. Three receivers loaded up to the near side. It's a design rollout. Sierakowski looking. Now fires. He's got his man. First down, Evergreens. That's a big, big completion to Mitchell Bowles. Right at the 15-yard line. Five more than the Evergreens needed. And the drive continues. The Evergreens have already scored once off an Appleton East turnover. The first touchdown of the game, fumbled back in the end zone. It's kind of a weird play, too. When Appleton East started, they were at the 17-yard line. The ball kind of squibbed around. First down from the 15, Mason Hagenbusher up the middle, still on his feet to the 5 for the goal line. Touchdown, DC Everest. A backbreaker. The Evergreens have scored three unanswered touchdowns since halftime. That one a 15-yard touchdown run from Mason Hagenbusher. A 47-yard short field drive after a fumble has put the Evergreens up by three scores. And Kyle Kurtenbach comes out to try to add on the extra point. Evergreens again come out as if they might use a direct snap here. Mason Hagenbusch, who just scored the touchdown, will be holding here for Kyle Kurtenbach, whose kick is up and good. DC Everest 28, Appleton East 7. Let's take a one-minute timeout. This is DC Everest High School Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fans, if you're looking for a great college experience, check out UW-Milwaukee, an amazing education.
Welcome back to Pickett Field in Appleton. I'm Chris Conley. you know, when the field is wet and the ball is slippery, the team that capitalizes on the turnovers, you know, on a night like this, the turnovers are going to come. The team that capitalizes is going to have a huge advantage. The Evergreens have just capitalized. Two of their four touchdowns, the result of Appleton East turnovers. And the Evergreens finally seem to have command of this game. They're up 28-7. And Appleton East, when they get the ball back, will be a desperate team. Everest Football is brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Kyle Kurtenbach to kick off. Appleton has busted one long return. And this will not be a squib kick. It'll be a kick all the way going back to the goal line, bounces into the end zone, and the Patriots will not have a chance to return this one. They'll start at the 20-yard line. DC Everest Football, sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. And Tolusti and Kennedy SC, attorneys at law, we're here to help, representing Evergreen's fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Patriots need to score quickly. 28-7, their season hangs in the balance. Castisha, the quarterback, fakes the handoff, looks downfield, one-on-one coverage, and it is caught at the 47-yard line by Sam Herman. Mitchell Bowles was on defense there. Herman has a height advantage, and he was able to go up high and get that ball. It's a 28-yard pass completion. First down out to the 48-yard line. Chains are put in place. Clock is moving. 8:48 to play in the fourth quarter. Gustacia back to the line of scrimmage. One of the Appleton offensive linemen moved. It'll cost his team 5 yards. It was Cody Streck, the left guard, who jumped offside there. Go back 5 yards. First and 15 coming up. Everest Football, sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highway 29 and J in Weston. But the Evergreens make this 3-touchdown advantage hold up. A win next week at home against Kaukauna on senior night will make them playoff eligible. Here's a handoff. No, fake the handoff. Quarterback cuts back and runs, still on his feet. Gashing forward for 8 or 9 yards is Jake Castisha. Castisha's got a little more than that. Got back the penalty yardage and then some. It's a gain of 12. And it leaves 2nd and 3. The ball moves across midfield to the Evergreens' 45-yard line. Appleton East still needs an awful lot to go right for them to pull out this game. Gustacia, 3-step drop. He will pass. He's under pressure. Hit as he throws. Goes down hard. His pass goes incomplete. He was looking for Sam Herman, but was unable to deliver the ball to Herman. It fell 10 yards short of his receiver. He was falling backwards after being hit, as the Evergreens gambled on defense. Third down coming up here. 3rd and 3 at the 45-yard line. They've got to get down to the 42 to keep the drive going. 7:44 to play. Castisha's up to the line of scrimmage. You know, I think he may even be hurting a little bit from that last hit. Looked a little slow to get under center. They're going to hand off. Up the middle. He did not get the first down, I don't think. This will depend on the spot. Nathan Emmerich carrying the ball. Yeah, I think they've given him enough for the first down. He fell forward, and from where the ball is spotted, this is going to be first down yardage as the official looks across the way and hasn't signaled yet. We may have a measurement here. Yes, we'll have officials time out for a measurement. I think when they stretch out the chains, this will be a first down, but we'll see. DC Everest Football, sponsored by InterCity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. Come bank with us. InterCity State Bank, convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. And Marshfield Clinic, need help with a sports injury? See the sports medicine experts at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Your friendly announcer has been wrong on down and distance measurements twice tonight. 4th down and inches. The Evergreens defense stopped Appleton on 4th and 7 earlier in the half. Now it'll be 4th, and yeah, they need an inch or so. This was short by only a link or two on the chains. But it is 4th down. and the clock runs once the chains are put back in place. I would think that Appleton is just going to try and pound the ball forward. All right, everybody's up tight in the box. And instead, it is going to be a quick hitter up the middle. He's met at the line of scrimmage. That's a first down, though. He got the half yard that was needed here. Nathan Emmerich did get a yard. He was wrapped up right away. Big on big there. And Emmerich does move the ball forward to the 41-yard line. First down, Appleton East, but not by much. The clock is going to very quickly become the enemy of the Patriots. 7:17 to play. Again, they trail by 3 touchdowns. Quarterback pass, slanting over the middle, incomplete. Down at the feet there of Alex Riddell. Had him cutting across the middle, and the ball there just simply wasn't very well delivered. D.C. Everest High School football brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union with a mission to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Valley Communities Credit Union, visit their newest location in Cronenwetter. Second and 10 at the 41-yard line. This is a pitchback met at the line of scrimmage and going out of bounds, at least to stop the clock there, was Gabe Heindel. They were hoping that he would bust it down the sideline. Instead, he was stacked up and pushed out. Rex Terrace with a good stop. And they are going to stop the clock. Mitchell Bowles provided the defense, too. That's a gain of only 1 yard. Denied in the corner. Again, they ran that stretch play to the short side of the field instead of the wide side of the field and just kind of got bunched up here. Third and 9 at the 40-yard line. The ball is in Evergreen's territory. Castilla, 3-step drop. Slanting over the middle. It's a strike to Sam Herman, who has inside position, and he's going to go for a touchdown. A 40-yard touchdown pass. One-on-one coverage there, and Sam Herman slanted towards the inside. The ball was delivered perfectly. That's a pretty play. Jake Costicia, the senior quarterback, just threw a strike. With 6:50 to play, Appleton East has an answer. So instead of it being a 3-score game, this is about to become a 2-score game, and the Evergreens will have to work more for it. Gabe Heindel, the extra point try, is up and good. The 40-yard touchdown pass gets Appleton East within 28-14, 6:50 to play. Back after this timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Pickett Field in Appleton. Appleton East has just scored on a 40-yard touchdown pass. Jake Costicia to Sam Herman. And it's 28-14. And the Evergreens remember that this Appleton East team came back on them a year ago. That game in week 5 of last season was by far the most disappointing loss for the Evergreens. A game that they thought they had won, only to see Appleton East drive 99 yards for the game-winning touchdown. That was last year. This is this year. The Evergreens seem to have given themselves a little more margin of error. They were up 28-7. Now they lead 28-14. Who's back there to return that kick? Wyatt Brown has come back onto the field. Wyatt Brown was shaken up, and this is the first time we've seen him back. Actually, he did hold on an extra point. Wyatt Brown and Kyle Zableski. Let's see if they actually kick it deep or if they try some kind of squib kick. This is going to be an onside kick try. Covering the ball is Mason Hagenbusher. He goes right down to the turf, and the Evergreens are able to keep possession. That onside kick went right to Hagenbusher. It didn't take that second big bounce where it would have been a free-for-all. So Hagenbusher, sure hand. Mason Hagenbusher is having a good game for the Evergreens. They'll start 1st and 10 at the 38-yard line. And the Evergreens are going to be looking to chew up some clock. We'll have to see if Appleton East is going to start using any of their timeouts, because they do need the ball back twice. 1st and 10 Evergreens, 38-yard line. And they spread it out. Two receivers out to either side. Nick Sierakowski gets the shotgun. He's going to pass, and it's complete out into the flat. That's Mitchell Bowles. Bowles turns it up along the sidelines, and he's got out to the 48-yard line. Gain of 10, close to a first down, and there's a late flag. This is going to be a face mask. So it's certainly going to be a first down once we add on the penalty yardage, and the question is, will it be a 5-yard or a 15-yard? Because in high school, there is a distinction between an intentional and it's going to be a 15-yard personal foul. The call is a horse collar tackle. Not a face mask, but a horse collar. And we'll walk off 15 more yards. The pass completion moved the ball to the 50. And the ball's going to go all the way down to the 37-yard line in Appleton East territory. It's a big penalty. Because even if the Evergreens stall out with their drive here, Appleton East would wind up looking at a long field. Surprised that the Evergreens put the ball in the air there. But again, Wyatt Brown seems to be available for only limited duty. He's not in on this set either. The Evergreens, again, are using this four wide receiver set, two spread out to either side. It does spread things out for Nick Sierakowski if he wants to keep it and run. Sierakowski gets the snap. It's a handoff to the up man, and there's a gain of 8 or 9 yards. That's Nathan Reedy. And Reedy's got 8. Moves the ball down inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line. And the next time the Evergreens snap it, we'll go under 6 minutes to play in the game. Evergreens 28, Appleton East 14. The Evergreens again have the ball in the Patriots' half of the field. It is Reedy as the lone running back behind Nick Sierakowski. Again, they spread out the field here. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Sierakowski waiting for the snap. It's a low snap. Nick Sierakowski picks it up himself, lunges forward. Quarterback keeper is good for 3 yards. And that's going to be first down yardage. Nick Sierakowski needed 2, got 3, and the ball goes to the 27-yard line. 5.5 minutes to play. The Evergreens will run the clock all the way down and snap the ball at the last second. The Evergreens huddling up after every play, too. They're in no rush. Clock is an Evergreens friend and a Patriots foe. Two running backs are now in the backfield here. It's Hagenbusher and Nowitzki back there behind Nick Sierakowski. Sierakowski gets the snap, handoff, and it's a gain of 2 or 3 yards. Staying right in the middle of the field, keeps the clock moving. Fullback Andy Miller carrying there. Miller has seen more action. Andrew Miller's a junior. He's going to be a big part of the offense next year. The spot is only a gain of 2 yards, so 2nd and 8. 4.5 minutes to play. Evergreens again with a spread formation. Too wide and too near. Miller is the lone setback. Actually, that's Reedy. It's a handoff to Real. Fake the handoff to Reedy to Sierakowski. He keeps it. Appleton's trying to strip the ball out of there. Sierakowski's got both hands around it. Gets only a yard. 3rd down and 7 coming up. With the ball at the 25-yard line. Under 4 minutes to play. Evergreens took their lead by scoring twice in the third quarter and once early in the fourth. Here comes 3rd down. Appleton East defense desperate to get off the field here. Evergreens will probably go on 4th down just because they could chew up more clock if they don't pick up the 1st down here. Sierakowski from the shotgun, 2 receivers near side. Designed rollout. There's pressure in the backfield. He sheds a tackle, still going forward. Met in the hole, and Nick Sierakowski is pushed back. In fact, he lost a yard or two. And we have an injured Evergreen. Mason Hagenbusher is on his back. And the clock is going to stop for this injury timeout with 3:35 to play in the game. Well, Hagenbusher is slowly getting to his knees and is now up. We've seen only limited action for Wyatt Brown here in the second half. He was shaken up earlier in the game. Hagenbusher is going to make it off the field under his own power. 4th down and 9 yards to go. I'm going to say Sierakowski lost 2 yards on the keeper. And because of the injury stoppage, the Evergreens take the opportunity to quickly go over to the sidelines. Now the clock should begin to move once the injured player is off the field, and it is. So the Evergreens can get this down to close to 3 minutes to play by the time they snap the ball again. And now Appleton East is going to take a timeout because they don't want to lose another 30 seconds of precious time here in the fourth quarter. With Appleton East taking their first of three timeouts, why don't we take a 30-second break as well? 3:30 to play in the ball game. DC Everest 28, Appleton East 14 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Appleton, where after this timeout, the Evergreens are facing a 4th and 9 with the ball in Appleton East territory at the 26-yard line. If the Evergreens pick up this first down, they would practically be able to run out the clock, or they would force Appleton East to begin using their timeouts. So if Appleton East would like to have any hope here, they're going to need this stop on 4th down. Evergreen's deciding that this is 4-down territory with the ball back at the 26-yard line. 4th and 9. Evergreens will have to get the ball all the way down to almost the 15-yard line. They put three receivers to the far wide side of the field. Dick Sierakowski from the shotgun. Three-step drop, throws towards the corner, and was that trapped? Are they going to say that's a catch? That's a incomplete pass. Was down at the feet of Mitchell Bowles. You know what? Oh, my goodness, they called that a completed pass. I thought from where I'm sitting that that ball was trapped. Wow, the officials disagreed. The whole Everest sideline can't believe it either. They thought that ball was trapped, too. No reaction from Everest on a 4th down completion that's going to keep this drive going. And the ball goes down to the 14-yard line. I think the Evergreens got a break there. And, of course, really, the point here is not really to score, although it's nice. The point is to run more clock. Handoff up the middle. Going up the middle is Mason Hagenbusher. He's in the end zone again. Touchdown. Went right up the middle. Sorry, that was Fang Mang Lo up the middle for the game-sealing touchdown. It's 34-14. The Evergreens, I thought, got a break on that reception. And then a 14-yard touchdown run. So this ball game suddenly is no longer in doubt. Kyle Kurtenbach to try the extra point. Out of Mason Hagenbusher's hole, the kick is up and good, 35-14, with 2:54 to play. Back after a 1 minute timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. We're back in Appleton. I'm Chris Conley, where the outcome is academic at this point. The Evergreens have a 35-14 lead. This game was tied 7-7 at halftime. Looking ahead to our future schedule on Fox Sports Radio, next week, the Wausau East-Wausau West log game. Tom King with live coverage from Tom Field. Starting with our Fox Sports Game Night Report and Spencer Loomis at 6:30. That game will kick at 7, and you will hear it live. Lumberjacks and Warriors. Wausau West is good this year. Then on tape delay from Steam Stadium, senior night coverage of DC Everest and Kaukauna. Our broadcast will begin around 9:15. The Evergreens win that game. They'll be playoff eligible. Kurtenbach kickoff after the Fang Mang Lo touchdown. Comes back at the goal line and taking the ball out. Breaking forward and almost breaking that again. Caught from behind was Gabe Heindel. Heindel brought the ball out from the goal line to the 39-yard line. And that's where the Evergreens will start first. That's where the Patriots will start first and 10. So the Patriots still need to win one more game to make themselves playoff eligible. And their two remaining games are both on the road, Appleton North and Wausau West. Again, they will not be favored in either of those games. They're going to have to try and catch the Warriors by surprise. I don't think this team will fare very well against Appleton North. They're one of the best teams here. Handoff up the middle. Goes forward for a couple of yards. Carrying the ball was Nathan Emmerich. And handing off the ball there means that you're essentially conceding the outcome of this game. They're no longer in a hurry-up offense. Cody Cocker made the stop for the Evergreens. Clock is running with 2.5 minutes to play. Yep, the Appleton East bench knows that this game is over as well. The team is huddling up and is no longer in a hurry-up scenario. It's 2nd and 7. Jake Gustisha, the quarterback. One man behind him. Three-step drop. He's going to throw. Under a little bit of pressure, he is looking downfield. Got his receiver turned around and incomplete over Gabe Heindel's head. Had the one-on-one coverage they were looking for out there. The pass needed to go more towards the center of the field. Instead, it was more towards the sidelines and over his receiver's head. Clock stops on the incompletion with 2:05 to play. Once this game goes final, we will quickly recap our scoring. Again, a lot of action in the second half as the Evergreens were able to take control of this game. This is going to be a very satisfying win for the Evergreens and a happy ride back to Central Wisconsin. We'll take you through the scoring. A lot of highlights to go through. Then Spencer Loomis will give you all the other scores from Week 7 of high school football. Third down, three-step drop, pass is short, pass is complete to Gabe Herman, but this is not enough for a first down. It was a short completion, a gain of just 2 or 3 yards. Herman was wrapped up very quickly, Brady Burrell on the stop. Gain of only 3, and it's fourth down. It's 4th and 5. Didn't get out of bounds. The clock is still rolling, 1:40 to play. And this fourth down is perhaps Appleton East's last possession, unless they're able to get the 5 yards that they need. So on 4th and 5, quarterback under pressure, pass is complete, short of the first down to Herman. Herman rolls forward, and I think he's still short. I think he went out of bounds right at the sticks. This will depend on the spot, and I believe they are going to mark him just short. And if that's the case, then the Evergreens will come out in victory formation. Well, the referees are going over to the far sideline to talk about where this ball is properly spotted. We're waiting for the official, for the lineman, to put the ball down. He puts the ball down at a first down for Appleton. It's unusual to see all the referees huddle up before the ball is spotted. And they put the ball in between the 49 and 50-yard line. Okay, that's a gain of 6, and that is enough for a first down to keep this drive going with 1:24 to play. Again, at 35-14, Evergreen's leading. The outcome of the game is no longer in doubt. Jake Gustisha, the quarterback, will throw. This is the senior quarterback playing his last game on this field. Overthrows Alex Riddell, his intended receiver, down the far sideline. Brady Burrell was back there in coverage for D.C. Everest. You would think that there'd be a speed advantage there for Riddell. Wes Roth was acting as a defensive back, too, so there was going to be double coverage if that ball hung up in the air. It was incomplete, second down. Kakana, which is next week's opponent for D.C. Everest, is winless. In fact, going into tonight, Kakana had not scored in their last 3 games. They're playing Walsall East. They will be our guests at Steam Stadium. Slant pass here goes incomplete. Looking for Dominic Scapina, who is cutting across the center of the field. Led him a little too far. 3rd and 10 at the 49-yard line. Yeah, Kakana has been a program that has struggled, and the Evergreens will likely get that senior night win in Week 8. And then we can make plans for the postseason. Week 9, though, is a toughie. Back to the Fox Valley to play Kimberly. You might remember that 53-0 shellacking from a year ago. I know the Evergreens, if they could, would love to turn the tables. Here's a handoff on 3rd down. Gabe Heindel carrying. It's a senior. He gets a couple of yards here. Just 1 or 2 yards. It's going to be 4th down. Under a minute to play. Rex Terrace on the stop. Terrace has had a good defensive game for the Evergreens. So we come back to 4th down again. The clock is rolling, under 40 seconds to play.
4th down and 8.
As Appleton East comes up for what again could be their last offensive play of the game. And for these seniors, maybe their last offensive play on this field. And it is a handoff. And it is Gabe Heindel carrying. Heindel gets 2 or 3 yards, not nearly enough for a first down. And the ball will go over to D.C. Everest on downs. And the Evergreens are going to come out in victory formation. And then they are going to load onto the bus with a very impressive win. This victory will move D.C. Everest to 4-3 for the year. Put them back at 500 in division play. And again, we'll leave them one win away from postseason, exactly where you'd expect the Evergreens to be. There are only 25 seconds left. And the Evergreens are actually going to send out Mike Nicholas, senior quarterback, to take this final snap. Nick Sarakowski got all of the snaps so far. Victory formation, a knee, and I don't think that Appleton East will stop the clock, even though they have timeouts left. Both of these teams came in at 3-3. And we said that at the beginning of the ball game, this game had playoff implications for both sides. Mike Nicholas gets the snap, takes a knee, and the clock will wind down to all zeros. The ball game is over. Congratulations to the DC Everest Evergreens. They've defeated Appleton East 35-14. Back with a final recap when we come back after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 90. Chris Conley from Pickett Field in Appleton, where just moments ago DC Everest defeated Appleton East 35-14. Young's Drugstore in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center in Schofield are making a donation to the Never Forgotten Honor Flight for each point the DC Everest Evergreens score in tonight's game. 35 points on the scoreboard, that's $35 donated to help veterans travel to Washington to see the memorials built in their honor. The DC Everest offense did not score a touchdown in the first half. The 7 points they got came on an Appleton East fumble at the 17-yard line. The ball rolled all the way back into the end zone. One of those situations where if Appleton East recovered it in the end zone, it would have been a safety. If it was recovered by the Evergreens, it would be a touchdown. The Evergreens did recover it and were up 7-0. Appleton East got on the scoreboard for the first time late in the first half. It was an impressive drive, too, capped off by a 6-yard Alex Riddell touchdown run with 26 seconds left. We were tied 7-7 at halftime. The Evergreens did a good job making adjustments at the half. They came out and scored 3 unanswered touchdowns in the third quarter and early in the fourth quarter. A 2-yard touchdown pass from Nick Sarakowski to Brett Nowitzki. It came on third down from the 2-yard line after the Evergreens tried to run the ball up the middle and were stopped on first and second down. It gave the Evergreens a 14-7 lead. The Evergreens then mounted a 66-yard drive late in the third quarter, capped off by Nick Sarakowski's 16-yard touchdown run on a snap that was low at his feet. He was able to recover, go right up the middle, and found room to get into the end zone. It gave the Evergreens a 21-7 lead. Mason Hagenbusher had a 15-yard touchdown run to start off the fourth quarter. He put the Evergreens up 28-7. It's the first time the Evergreens went up by 3 scores. They really took control of this game with 9:03 to play. Appleton East was able to come back and get one of those scores back. A very nice 40-yard touchdown pass. Jake Gustisha had one-on-one coverage and found Sam Herman. 40-yard strike, making the score 28-14 with 6:50 left in the ballgame. Appleton East would get no closer. The Evergreens' final score came just under 3 minutes to play, a 14-yard Feng Meng Lo touchdown run, making the final score 35-14. Next week, back at Steam Stadium for Senior Night. That game will be on tape delay starting around 9:15. The Evergreens and the Kokona Galloping Ghosts. You'll hear that game right after the Wausau East-Wausau West log game, with our coverage starting 6:30 1 week from tonight with Tom King at Tom Field. Again, the DC Everest Evergreens get a measure of revenge from a heartbreaking loss on this field a year ago. Tonight, they beat the Appleton East Patriots 35-14. Thanks for listening to DC Everest Football on Fox Sports Radio. I'm Chris Conley. The Everest Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.